Om Shanti. 5th December 2019, Thursday. Essence, sweet children, remember your aim and the Father, the one who gives you your aim, Lakshadatta, and you will imbibe divine virtues to cause anyone sorrow or to defame anyone. Are devilish traits, Asuri Lakshan. So see children, remember your aim. And remember the one who has given you the aim, Lakshadatta, Father. If you remember these two, you will imbibe divine virtues. At the same time, Baba said, do not cause anyone sorrow and do not defame anyone. Don't defame anyone and don't give sorrow to anyone. So this is today's essence. Many times we lose sight of our goal of life, and that's the time we start wandering. If you take the example of a student studying in some school or college, if he doesn't remember that he has to clear the exam, there is every chance that he will get involved in extracurricular, worthless, vague activities, distractions, and many things like that. So a student has to remember his aim all the time. I have exam in front of me and I have to pass it, and for that preparation is needed. And if I don't prepare, if I don't study, what would be the result? All other students will go ahead, I will be lagging behind. So to remember aim is very important. If a businessman is there and he forgets what is the aim of starting this business, probably he will incur losses. If any professional person forgets the aim, there is a series of damages and losses. So, in any field of life, we should have our aim in front of us. Not just aim, we should set priorities. What is most important for me? My job, money, family, spirituality, God, happiness, relationships, anything. One has to set priorities in life. So setting priorities, not forgetting the aim, avoiding all distractions, this is yet another important thing. Avoiding all the distractions. Because when we are marching towards any goal of life, 100 temptations will come. 1,000 things will attract us. So these distractions are dangerous. If a student is studying and he has a mobile with him, and every now and then he is checking his mobile, how can he focus? How can he concentrate? If you want to just read one chapter of one book, and the chapter consists of 10 pages, and you want to read it with full attention, and you have very less time, just 1 hour, and you want to give the gist of it in front of audience. So you have just 1 hour, 10 pages to read. And if you sit and somebody is crying and some baby is shouting, and your mind is attracted to multiple things. How can you focus? So other thing is focus. Focus, concentrate, set priorities, avoid distractions, and then the goal, keep the goal in smriti, awareness all the time. What is the long form of aim? Always in mind. Aim means always in mind. Keep the goal always in mind. Keep the aim always in mind. What I have to become. The moment I lose sight of aim, I become a captainless ship. A ship without a boatman. Don't know where to go in this vast ocean. The ship would get lost. So aim is very important. And aim is a big thing. One is aim, another is target, another is goal. So you should have small targets that would ultimately take you towards goal and then towards aim of life. We talk of aim of life. We talk of what is your long-term goal, short-term goal, and we talk of targets. So they are the three things. Target, goals, and aim. Aim is something bigger. Aim means I have to become perfect. That is the aim. For that aim, now you have to set goals. Short-term goals and long-term goals. Short-term means maybe 3 months or 6 months goal. And target means what I have to do today. What is my today's target? Drop by drop, inch by inch, you progress. Every drop counts. So, in order to achieve aim, or Baba says, keep this aim in mind. And also keep the one, Lakshya and Lakshyadata. Aim and the one who has given you the aim. The giver of aim. Who has told me to do this? God is telling me to do this. Day before yesterday, there was a Murli, Sakar Murli, where Baba said, you don't listen to me as much as you listen to Maya. You don't follow my instructions. You follow the instructions of Maya more. I tell you to remember me half an hour before going to sleep, but you don't do that. Yeah, so Maya is very tough. Yesterday's Murli also 2-3 times Baba mentioned. Maya is very, very sharp, tiki. So remember the aim. Remembering aim is very important. So as I said, goals and targets. So start with targets. What I have to do today? For this, prioritize. For this, avoid distractions. For this, get focused. And another thing is time management. See, what are the time wasters? What are the energy drainers? What are the distractors? What things distract me? What things take my attention off my goal? I have to remain very much focused. And in spiritual life, one has to stay too much focused. Because there are 100 temptations even in the spiritual life. Even in the Brahmin family. Rather, we are all surrounded by ocean of temptations. Everywhere there is a temptation. Spiritual temptations. So one has to remain too much focused. Once this Ramesh Bhaiji, late Ramesh Bhaiji, and Brahma Baba were traveling in a train. So Baba got up at 2 o'clock in train for doing Amrit Vela. So Ramesh Bhai, he was very much sharp all the time. Very critical and logical mind. So he asked, Baba, you tell us to get up at 4, but you get up at 2. You yourself get up at 2 and you tell us to get up at 4. What is this? So Baba said, see, whole day, the Shivaba is upon me all the time. So I have no time to burn my own vikarmas. So I have to do extra effort. That's why I get up little early. So, aim means I don't have to forget what I have to become. I have to set targets. I have to set. This day I have to do this. avoid all the time wasters, persons, places, entertainments, cheap entertainments, digital attractions, digital temptations, phone calls, messages, WhatsApps, emails, 100 things. Person is surrounded by all those things all the time. But if you want to remain in Baba's remembrance for a long time, you will have to avoid all those temptations. So setting priorities, which is most important for me, which is least important for me. Avoiding distraction, focusing on things. No, every day's focus should be Murli. I have to read Murli at least how many times? 3 is too much. Let us take the whole public into consideration. There are people who don't read it even once. They are happy and self-satisfied with listening to Murli. That's it. They have no time. A sense of complacency has come. Start with at least reading once. Only once. And once you have read once. But read it in such a manner that you take notes. And then keep on revising those notes. That would be little easier. Rather than reading the whole Murli 3-4 times. It takes time. And here nobody has got time. For Murli reading. And except for Murli reading, they have time for everything. Roaming around and preparing different dishes. For that all time is there. And for Murli reading there is no time. So, even if there is a one reading, what you should do is one very thorough reading, very deep reading. I appreciate those who read Murli 5 times, 3 times, but if one has time, it's okay. If you don't have time, just read it once, but read it so focused mind that you extract things from it. And try to remember those things. Every Murli has got different topics. Beautiful topics. Beautiful things. New statements. New versions. So, reading once only, but with full attention, with rapt attention. Reading once, but taking out points. And then revising those points. This is better option. Those who say that we don't have time. So, read it only once only, but just take out points, copy and paste. While if you are reading from mobile, copy that complete statement and paste in some group. And from that group, which group has only one person, you, and only you, and none else. So, in that group, keep on pasting different boxes, and then keep on revising them. That's a better method of comprehension. Okay, if you have more time, go for second reading. Then you can take out more new points. If you have still more time, go for third reading. But by third reading, you should be master of everything. Yeah. Otherwise, there are people who come to me and they say, we have read Murli 5 times. So if I tell them, tell me something, they say, we don't remember. So what's the point of remembering? Reading 5 times. Okay, they have done. They have utilized their time. That's good. But then you should also, there are two type of student. One is sincere student, another is smart student. Sincere student sit in the library whole day studying. Smart student don't study whole time. They study only 1 hour. But their 1 hour is very powerful. They can outsmart those sincere student. So smart student and sincere student. You should be sincere definitely, but you should also know the skills, methods, techniques of quick comprehension. I remember when we were in MBBS, there were one or two students, they would not study at all. And we would keep on studying all the time. But they were so sharp that they would study only 1 or 2 hours. And rest of the time they are watching films, they are playing cricket and they are moving around. And they would just come to library for 2 hours. And read, and they would come out, and all those sincere students, they will keep on asking questions, and sincere students will fail. Because they were very sharp. So So definitely there are two types of students, sharp and smart and sincere. So sincerity is good, but we have also to learn study techniques. Becoming sharp, becoming smart. So not forgetting the aim means keeping the target in mind. So what is the target? I have to read Murali once, but with full attention. That is the first. Second, Amrit Vela Yoga and Evening Yoga. These two I should not miss at any cost. Amrit Vela Yoga and Evening Yoga. The third thing is Karma Yoga. Serving Yajna. It's found that those who don't have much work, they go towards waste. It's better to remain busy all the time. It's best thing to remain busy. Whenever somebody gets holiday, you know, that is the time he wastes time. And when one doesn't have holiday, he doesn't waste time. Suppose somebody is staying in Madhuban, okay, every day he has to work. And suddenly somebody, his boss says, now today you have holiday, go and enjoy. See what you have done from morning till evening. All wastage. It's better otherwise to stay busy. Something we are doing for others. Some seva is going on. So, paying attention to few things, prioritizing things and avoiding few things. That is the keeping the aim. Second thing Baba said, Lakshya Data. Keep, who has given me the aim? God Himself has given me this aim. God Himself is telling me this to do and I must do it. So that reinforces my commitment towards aim. So aim, Lakshya and Lakshya Data. If you have both of these things in mind, Baba says, you will automatically imbibe divine virtues. You don't have to do anything. Divine virtues is not something that I want to give up anger today and let me take off peace. It's not like that. It's just like, for example, these are the steps, CD. When you climb here, from here, have you given up this? Have you renounced? No. Automatically when you climb here, you have already given up this. When you climb here, already given up this. When you climb here, already given up. When you climb divine virtues, automatically the vices are left behind. You don't have to do anything with this. When you climb the ladder of peace, automatically anger is left behind. When you climb the ladder of purity, yesterday's blessing was crown of purity. Automatically you have given up impurity, lust, vices, passion, desires and everything. So focus on what you want to achieve rather than focusing on what I have to give up. It's just like climbing. You climb higher, things will automatically will achieve things. So keep aim in mind, keep the giver of the aim in mind. And third thing Baba said, don't give sorrow to anyone. Because as per karma philosophy, whatever you have given will come back to you one day. It has to come back. Nobody can escape the laws of karma. I will say the ruthless laws of karma. Laws of karma are very harsh. They don't spare anyone. Karma is like a menu. You are served what you deserve. You don't have cafeteria approach. Cafeteria, whatever you want, you take. Buffet system. You, whatever you are served, actually you deserved it. So, don't give sorrow to anyone. And the last thing Baba said, don't malign anybody. Don't abuse anybody. Glani. If you malign somebody, if you abuse somebody, if you slander somebody, the censor will come back to you. If you blame somebody, the same blame will come to your door one day. So, and in this drama, everybody is innocent, blameless. You cannot put blame at anybody's door. So know that this drama is perfect. I should not blame anybody. Because if I blame, one day I will be doubly blamed. So, today's essence, sweet children, remember your aim and the Father, the one who gives you your aim, Lakshya and Lakshya Data. You will imbibe divine virtues, Daivigun. To cause anyone sorrow or to defame anyone are Asuri Lakshan, devilish traits. So this is all about today's essence. So as I said, read this today's Murli. Make a aim that I will read only once. But my one reading will be equivalent to 10 readings or 5 readings of a soul who is not concentrated. Read it with full concentration. Abraham Lincoln had said somewhere, my mind is like a steel. It's very difficult to write anything on it. But once written, nothing can erase it. It's unerasable. So, write on the mind with the, what is that? Embossing. You know, they emboss on the those pictures. They write it very, it cannot be deleted. So write it in that manner. The things of Gyan. So read Murli only once, but with full focus. Read only once, but make notes. Read only once, but after reading, keep on revising those notes multiple times. And talk about it to somebody, narrate it to somebody, relate it to somebody, recount it multiple times. So that it is committed to the memory, so that you learn it by rote, by heart. And you can recall it at any time, whenever is needed. So that is aim, aim object, giver of the aim, not to abuse anybody, not to give sorrow to anybody. The four things from today's Murli. Om Shanti.